The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast. This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also check me out on the ESPN app and SiriusXM Channel 80. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join me on the Goodyear Hotline, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Maybe I'll get to a call right now before I even say anything else about the draft. Raj, put the calls on the screen for a second. Let me see what's going on. What? Maybe I'll take a call. I'm refusing to do it. Okay. This is insubordination. Did the 49ers get it right?
Rob, we're trying to get him back.
Did the 49ers get it right at number three? Trey Lance. You have to admit it. When they announced him, you were like, yeah, that's the guy you had to pick. There's something, I mean, Justin Fields would have been a fine pick at three, too. I think Mac Jones would have been a mistake. But Trey Lance, the only mark against him, well, okay, you could say, it's not even mark against him. There's a difference between saying you haven't proven something yet and you have a mark against you. That you haven't checked every box or that you've checked something, you know, in the negative, you know, column. The two things supposedly, or the two things he hasn't proven yet, Trey Lance, is he hasn't played the greatest competition at the collegiate level, one. And two, he doesn't have a deep resume at quarterback. Not a lot of starts, although Mac Jones doesn't really have a lot either, but not a lot of starts. And when you ask him about it, he says, and I did on First Take a couple days ago, he said, yeah, that's true. Yeah, those are legitimate questions for people to have. They haven't seen me a lot. And da-da-da-da. And also, right, you know, we're now in the NFL. We all have to play tougher competition. Like, he's just straightforward about it. But he has the size, the speed, the arm, the accuracy, the leadership qualities, the humility, yet the confidence, right? Like, he's everything you're looking for. And the only thing he really needs now is some reps. He going to get him? They're going to hold on to Garoppolo or let Garoppolo go? Well, I think you hand a rookie quarterback the ball, you ain't going to win no Super Bowl. You might with Garoppolo. Came one throw away when this team was last healthy and Garoppolo was last healthy. And that was the first big shakeup of the draft. Oh, wow. It was Trey Lance at three, not Mac Jones. And then the next big shakeup was the Cowboys trading with the Eagles, trading back to let the Eagles leapfrog the Giants and grab Jalen Waddle. And then the next shakeup was the Bears. Ooh, Justin Fields is at 11 now. We'll give you, you might want Slater or Parsons or whoever. We'll give you a first, a fourth, and a fifth to move back nine slots. Giants can't say no to that. I'm a Giants fan. You can't say no to that. Unless you want Justin Fields, who I did. But, like, realistically, obviously, Gettleman's not going to admit he made a mistake with Daniel Jones, and maybe he doesn't believe so, and maybe he didn't. We'll see. But at any rate, the Bears got a quarterback. And good for them for not being gun-shy after getting burnt by Trubisky. Sometimes, well, we want a mobile guy. You go get a mobile guy, and you trade up to get him, and it doesn't pan out, and you get gun-shy. They didn't. Especially once he fell to 11. But the difference between Fields and Trubisky is Trubisky was not accurate down the field. Fields is. The knock against Fields is that he goes to his first read. He doesn't go through it, but, you know, if his first read is always open, why wouldn't he? I don't know. Justin Fields looks like, if not a star to me, at least a good quarterback. And the Bears have basically never had one in the NFL Super Bowl era. Don't tell me about Sid Luckman. Like, you know, let's talk about the Super Bowl era. Jim McMahon was pretty good. He made a Pro Bowl. I don't remember how many he made, but he was not considered one of the best quarterbacks in football. When you think of the 85 Bears, the quarterback's not the first thing you think of. And even then, they won the Super Bowl on the greatest team ever, the 85 Bears. It's like the 27 Yankees or, you know, Apple or any brand you want to say. They're on top. Amazon, they're on top. 85 Bears mean that. The 72 win Bulls team, right? He was a starting quarterback, won the Super Bowl on the greatest team ever. And he came out and said a couple weeks ago, oh, the Packers are a much better organization. He had a better time there as the third stringer when Favre won the Super Bowl as the starter on the greatest team of all time. Oh, what a knee to the groin for Bears fans. And Bears fans had every reason to think cynically, like, oh, we're going to go into the season and they're going to sell us Andy Dalton or someone like him this year and next year. It's just never going to end. But instead, they get a guy who could have easily gone second overall. I mean, this was such a... And then Bill Belichick gets his guy, gets Mac Jones, and he just falls into his lap, doesn't even have to trade up for him. Justin Herbert gets Slater as blindside protection. It's so good. Like, it was so satisfying. Todd McShay, ESPN NFL draft expert on Scott Van Pelt last night.
First surprise, honestly, was Chicago being able to move up from 20 to go get their quarterback at 11. You know, I never thought that they'd be able to make that move. We thought Denver could take a quarterback at 9, and once they didn't, then there was an opportunity for some of these quarterbacks to fall. And then you had New England sitting there at 15. They took their quarterback, but Chicago was an aggressive. I love the fireworks here. Chicago was aggressive and figured out, hey, this is where we got to go up to get our quarterback. And Justin Fields is a perfect fit, and he's going to be an upgrade in the long term for the Bears. And Bears fans have been crazed this offseason about their quarterback situation. Now they've got their guy for the future.
I totally agree. The one thing the Bears couldn't do, especially when Fields fell out of the top 10. And I, by the way, if I were the Bears, I wouldn't have taken any chances. I would have tried to trade up into the top 10 because I'd want to grab him before the Broncos. Maybe they had some information the Broncos weren't going to go in that direction, especially after the Aaron Rodgers stuff, right? Like maybe it comes out, look, the Packers won't trade him in the NFC. He's heading for the Broncos. So people, they're getting ready to get Aaron Rodgers. We don't have to worry about it. They're not going to take Justin Fields. Maybe. But once he falls out of the top 10, if you're the Bears, you must give your fan base a quarterback eventually. That was the biggest move of the draft. Trey Lance going to San Francisco was huge. The Cowboys trading back to give the Eagles the jump on the Giants was huge. The Giants trading back was huge because the Cowboys got Micah Parsons, which saved their draft, right? Both corners were taken. The wideouts were gone. And then Mac Jones falling into Bill Belichick's lap was huge, but nothing was bigger. Nothing was as big as the Bears getting Justin Fields. What were the Raiders doing? You know, if you're going to reach for a guy, boy, you better be sure that you're right. We evaluate him differently than everyone else. Yeah, sure, he's the third. There are three guards better than this guy, but we think he's the best. Well, then you must be right about it. And so far, if the Raiders are so clever with that, Leatherwood's a tackle. If the Raiders are so clever with that, then it would be showing up in the results, but it hasn't. It's like Gettleman with the Giants. Like, they take Andrew Thomas, who's a pretty good player. He's getting better. But there were tackles rated higher, you know, above him who've had more success already. So if you're, well, my board says this, well, guess what? Your board is not as good as other boards, which is why your team isn't as good. Raiders fans, all I'm saying is fine. Leatherwood better be a stud. Belichick and the Pats. I mean, Belichick's got his guy. Brendan, you just said something in my ear, but I couldn't hear you. The Pats got their guy. Listen to Louis Riddick, ESPN's Monday Night Football analyst, of course.
Mac fits the style of offense that Bill has typically played over the past 20 years in New England with Tom. It's the kind of quarterback that Josh McDaniels is used to coaching from a physical skills perspective. And is this it's gonna work perfectly for them? I think this is, if you're Mac Jones, you're going, I'm disappointed, but man, I'm going to the place where I'm walking into a place where right now I know exactly how they're gonna do business. I just came from it. I just came from it with Nick. And look, when you talk about fit, when you talk about culture, when you talk about expectations, he's going to a place where he already knows what it's going to be like. That's exactly what you want.
And he's going to those two tight ends, Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. They just brought in. They brought in a couple of wideouts. Their draft isn't done. They didn't have to give up draft capital to grab their quarterback. They're sitting pretty right now. Brian in Florida, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, I'm just wondering with the Packers what they're doing with Aaron Rodgers.
Trading him?
They say they don't want to get rid of him, but yet they're not doing anything to give him any help.
They're trading him. Here's the problem. I disagree with the analysis that the Packers have all the leverage here. The Packers have zero leverage here. You cannot win a Super Bowl with a disgruntled quarterback. If he doesn't want to be there, you're not going to. How can he lead the team? This quarterback position has been made too important by all the rules changes, which favor the offense and protect the quarterback, to the point that now quarterbacks have the same kind of power, I believe, as superstars in the NBA. And so if Aaron Rodgers don't want to be there, he ain't going to be there. Now, I do think that they're not going to trade him in the NFC. I think he'd love to be in San Francisco, I would just assume, based on things I hear and what I know about Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, the quality of the San Francisco franchise and team right now. But I think they're going to stay in the AFC. I think the likely trading partner is the Denver Broncos. Sam in Ohio, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max. I love the Chase pick, but I'm wondering why we didn't trade up to do something with the offensive line, because we really did not address that in free agency either.
You want to trade up because the offensive linemen were available to you at 5. You took the wideout. You mean trade back?
After we took Chance, why didn't we trade back in to get one of those offensive linemen?
Yeah, there are still some offensive linemen left. There's the oft-injured or the injured center. You got a tackle who works better on the right side. I'm forgetting everyone's name now. But there are guys left in the draft that can be very useful on the offensive line. Look, the Bengals were in a weird spot because it's almost like rather than the 5th overall pick, maybe you're better off with 2 later in the first round picks, right? Maybe you trade back and get some approximation of Ja'Marr Chase, like some really good receiver, a nice weapon at least, and a nice offensive lineman. But there are more rounds to this draft, and the Bengals will have more chance. The main thing about the offensive line, it's not that you have the biggest left tackle stud. That's not what's most important. What's most important is that you're not weak at any position on the line. So if you have a chance in the 2nd or 3rd round to nail down an offensive line position, we got a right guard. We got a center. And he's going to be at least a starting caliber offensive lineman. Like, we're good there now, if not better. Right? You can get those guys in the 2nd and 3rd rounds. And as long as that's 20% of your line finished, and they can still do that in this draft. By the way, then you can do what the Jets did. The Jets have Becton protecting now Zach Wilson's blind side, and Vera Tucker was there to be had at 14. Slater had just been taken, or was Slater taken right after him? And the Jets jumped up and grabbed, I think Slater went to the Chargers right before the Jets, right? And the Jets jumped up and grabbed Vera Tucker. I mean, I was hoping against hope that maybe he'll be available for the Giants at 20. He wasn't. They've locked down the left side of the offensive line. I know those picks aren't sexy to people. You'd rather have the explosive offensive weapon. But as much as the game has changed, what it comes down to is who's winning at the line of scrimmage. The offensive line is the one part of the game that affects everything. Keep your team on the field, right? You wear out their secondary. Give your receivers more time to get open. Your quarterback's better, the receivers are better, the corners are worse. Obviously, if you have a pocket that the quarterback can step into, that's a major advantage. The Giants beat the Patriots in 2 Super Bowls, and the thing that no one talks about and the real reason they won or put Eli in a position to win, Brady didn't have a pocket. It's really the tackles, the interior line, collapsed the pocket from the inside, right? If you have an offensive line, you got to be strong at least solid at all 5 offensive line spots. And so a team like the Jets had a great draft. A team like the Raiders, who took an offensive lineman but most people think reached, better be right about it. And a team like the Bengals, look, if you want to say Ja'Marr Chase is the most surefire receiver in the draft, okay. He checks all the boxes. He's the most blue chip guy. Oh, okay. Okay, I'll go with that. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, hell of a start. You got to get some help on the offensive line if you're Cincinnati. Chase in Illinois, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, I'm just wondering, do you think that the Bears should make Justin Fields sit a little bit and learn, or just start him right away?
That's a good question. I think that you go into the season with Andy Dalton as your starter. And the reason is, when you have a rookie quarterback, like the way they did it in the old days, I actually prefer to nowadays. When you have a rookie quarterback, if you start him, and it doesn't go well. The reason you're drafting high is because you're not great. I know the Bears made the playoffs, but they have no offensive line, right? I mean, Nick Foles could have been decent for them, but they, you know, Trubisky was better for them just simply because he was mobile and he could run away from guys. Nick Foles needs a pocket, and they couldn't get him one. So when you're dealing with a situation like that, if the rookie, first of all, he's not going to learn as much running for his life as he will once he gets some reps in practice, gets used to the pros, and you get him some protection up front. Once things start to go south, then it becomes a problem. It can poison the atmosphere. Fans start wanting them to get benched. Once you bench a rookie, now you can affect his entire career. Justin Fields is blue chip. Be careful. I would start Andy Dalton, just a QB1. Yep, start him that way. And at a certain point in the season, if and when you feel, not just that Justin Fields is your best option, he might be your best option, it doesn't mean you start him. If and when you feel Justin Fields is ready to take over on a sustained basis, not just like, oh, this Sunday we have a better chance to win with Justin Fields, but he can take the job and never give it up, then you give him the ball. Even if you have to wait a year. They did it with Patrick Mahomes. And by the way, is Andy Dalton right now much worse than Alex Smith was then when Patrick Mahomes was backing him up? He started one game his rookie year. Then he won the MVP year too. Coleman in New York, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, how you doing?
Go ahead.
I'm calling. I'm a Panthers fan, and I heard it this morning, Sal Palandrini saying that the Panthers should have done what the Giants did and trade back. And I disagreed. Yeah, they got a great haul, but J.C. Horn really solidifies the corner spot, obviously, when you're going against guys like Julio, Calvin Ridley, Evans, all those guys. I think it was a pressing need. I think trading back, we definitely don't get Surtain or Horn. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really want Farley because I think the health issues are a little too concerning. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. Would you have traded back, or do you think the Panthers did the right thing and get Horn?
No, I think you're right. I think when it comes to corners, usually there's an obvious demarcation of like, this guy is a shutdown corner potentially, that guy's a starting corner. And there's a big difference. A shutdown corner can make you a contender in some respects, right? A starting corner, something else. So, like, I think about, again, I'm a Giants fan. I think about the Darrell Revis draft. Aaron, you know, I was like, come on, jump up and grab Revis. And the Jets wound up with Revis. The Giants wound up with Aaron Ross. Who's a starting corner? But think about the difference that makes for your defense. The difference between Ross and Revis. I agree with you. If you look at Horn or Surtain, and you think either one, they thought Horn, is blue chip at corner, you're not going to find that later in the draft usually. So I agree. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
What's going on, Max? Listen, I have to agree with Paul Feinbaum. Coach Belichick is on the clock right now, but it's a clock of his own making. The only thing Bill Belichick is eyeing overarchingly is surpassing Don Shula with 328 total wins. Right now he's at 280. But the idea that New England and Robert Kraft would in any way, shape, or form part company with Bill Belichick unilaterally is not happening. Belichick is tying his legacy to Mac Jones. He's going after Shula or at least getting to 300 wins. I like the pickup. He didn't have to trade up. It gives me confidence. Thanks for taking my call.
I agree. I mean, I think Belichick, there were some surprising surprising losses later in the season. After I thought maybe Cam is over COVID by now, it was several weeks, but maybe he wasn't. Where I thought that the Patriots, you know, maybe they're getting on the right track. Remember, they beat the hell out of the Chargers, which was no surprise. Rookie quarterback, I don't care how talented he is against Bill Belichick. You know, Belichick's going to get him. And there were some losses around that time where I was like, wow, the Patriots had a chance to make a move here. And they lost to win a game against a team that seemed like it was a beatable team. So it's not that it was an unqualified success last year. After all, they lost 9 games. But given the circumstances, I thought it was a pretty decent year. I mentioned earlier they beat the Bills. They didn't beat the Bills. They beat the Dolphins. They beat the Raiders. They beat someone else pretty good. And I'm forgetting who it was now. But they had some quality wins. Not just 7 of them, but some of them were quality. And they came 2 plays away from winning 9 games. My guests today join me on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear more driven. The 2021 NFL Draft is on ESPN Radio, presented by Sherwin-Williams. Second and third round coverage begins tonight at 6 p.m. I'm looking forward to this. Guys, you can get impact players in rounds two and three, starters. By the way, and you know, the meat and potatoes guys, like the X's, when I'm talking about, hey, you need to get a push on the defense, that you need defensive tackles, you need every spot solid on the offensive line is the most important thing. You can find guys who could make Pro Bowls at guard or defensive tackle in the second and third round, right? That's not unheard of. And when you get to the fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds, I stop paying as much attention. But I'll watch through four. Second and third round coverage begins tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. You saw who was drafted? You saw it. Which players will be Pro Bowlers? Can only be so many Pro Bowlers. It's like when you ask people to handicap the, like, what are all these teams going to be? And you go down the list, it's like, no, everyone can't be above 500. It's not possible mathematically. Not everyone's going to make the Pro Bowl. Who's going to make the Pro Bowl? If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, their matching technology finds these qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So while other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. No doubt is next.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
With the first pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence.
How do you describe this moment with all your friends and family?
Well, I didn't even dream this as a kid, so really special.
With the second pick, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson.
Zach, when did you know for sure that you were a New York Jet?
I wouldn't believe it till the day it happened, but this is exactly what I was hoping for.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Okay, the NBA is on ESPN Radio. There's a lot to get through here. A lot of stuff to read. Tune in Sunday as the Bucks host the Nets, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Gonna get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think it means.
No doubt.
All right. What do we have on No Doubt today, Raj?
All right. Today we're gonna do a Pro Bowl edition, Max.
All right.
You got me. So now, if my line sounds funny, it's because I'm on CP the franchise's equipment. So just bear with me here.
Oh, you're in his
so
mom's
I'm
basement.
I'm gonna say your name.
Was it PB&J with a crust cut off for lunch again?
No, we had grilled cheeses.
Oh, that's good. Grilled cheese.
Horrible. Anyway, so I'm going to say a name that got drafted last night. You tell me if they're going bowling or not, all right? All right. Pro bowler in their career or not. All right, let's start at the top. Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, he's going bowling. Trevor Lawrence is going to be a pro bowler, no doubt.
Okay, all right. So give me a little something, a little 10-second fly.
He's 6'6". He's very fast. Mm-hmm. He has an accurate, powerful arm. He has a deep collegiate resume. He's won a national championship where he sliced and diced an Alabama team in a way even Deshaun Watson didn't the previous season. When he threw an interception in his sophomore season, he made a tackle in the open field. He's a football player. What else do you want me to say about Trevor Lawrence? He's making Pro Bowls.
All right, as I said, 10 seconds. All right, fine. How about Zach Wilson? Let's go to number 2, Zach Wilson. What do you think?
No doubt. I think Zach Wilson's going to make Pro Bowls. I think Zach Wilson is a special kind of talent. I think he can make all the throws. He's fast. And whatever people want to say, well, he had a line blocking for him at BYU, protecting him. It won't be the same. I don't know. The Jets got, the best left side, young left side in the game right now. They might even take another offensive lineman this draft. I think he's going to be very well protected.
All right. Let's go to the question marks now. Number 3, Trey Lance. He bowling or not?
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but yeah, I think, no doubt. I think he's the farthest. He has the two biggest question marks. Like, Mac Jones, well, he doesn't have all the physical tools. Justin Fields, they complain about his processor. Zach Wilson didn't face the best opposition. Trey Lance not only didn't face the best opposition, but didn't have a long resume. And yet, there's no negative. It's just he hasn't answered those two things affirmatively yet, but he checks every single box from the evaluators. I'm going to say yes. And talking to the kid, he is just impressive.
All right, I'm going to skip Kyle Pitts because people are talking about golden jacket pick for him. So let's just skip that one. All right, how about Ja'Marr Chase, the first wide receiver. Ja'Marr Chase, he going bowling?
Yep, I'm saying yes to everyone. I just made a whole speech, no doubt. I just made a whole speech about you can't pick everyone to make a Pro Bowl. But I'm so far, I got to tell you, Ja'Marr Chase is looks like the whole package. And some of the older like wideouts like Julio Jones and Antonio Brown are aging past their primes. And how much longer is DeAndre Hopkins going to be in his, right? What's his name on the Saints? Michael Thomas. Like, how much longer are those guys going to be in their primes? Then, you know, Odell's been hurt. So, like, there will be slots open, and Ja'Marr Chase has got Joe Burrow throwing to him. Yeah. Maybe not right away, but eventually.
All right. I'm going to skip Waddle, and I'll go to a question mark because of his size. What about Devonta Smith?
I'm going to say no doubt.
Devonta
Smith is Marvin Harrison, or he says Keenan Allen. If he's most of one of those players, he's going to make at least one Pro Bowl. All pro, maybe not. But yeah, if he can stay on the field, if he can stay healthy, he is considered one of the best route runners anyone's ever seen out of college. He's going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder. And when the stakes are highest, like in the national championship game, he just had the best national title game of any receiver ever. I got to say no doubt.
Okay.
See, Raj, I have the courage to say no sometimes. Just not in this list.
Fine. Here's a question, Mark. I'll skip ahead. How about the new Patriot quarterback, Mac Jones?
Nah, son. I don't see him making Pro Bowls. Maybe he does. But right now, what I think he will do is be a successful quarterback with the Patriots. I'm not willing to go farther than that. Let's see. Look, here's the thing about these quarterbacks this year, though. Stop me when you get to a guy who is not accurate down the field. Like, a lot of times, the Mitch Trubisky's, well, we like the way he reads defenses and he's fast. Is he accurate down the field? Well, we think that's going to come, right? But the athletes in this draft are all accurate down the field. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, and Zach Wilson. The one guy who's not fast, Mac Jones, is considered the best processor along with Trey Lance, and he's accurate down the field. I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
All right, so I'll wrap it up. Everyone's going to the Pro Bowl. Nice freaking draft.
That's right. Mac Jones going too. I lied. I just didn't want to say nah, son, to everything. I'm telling you, that's like the list of, hey, what do you think everyone's record's going to be this year? And when you add it all up, it has to come out to 500. Not everyone can be above 500. If that's the case, then who's losing these games? Not everyone's going to make the Pro Bowl, except for everyone you just mentioned, Raj. Tune in to an NL battle tonight as the Brewers host the Dodgers. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. What did I say? Tonight? Tomorrow night. That game is on tomorrow night, Raj. I don't know why you would write tonight. It's tomorrow night. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Did the Lions get it right? Does anyone care? I'll ask Pro Bowl tight end T.J. Hockenson next. He is going to join me live. The Max Kellerman Show, good player. That's a baller right there. By the way, he went bowling. He's a Pro Bowler, Raj. The Max Kellerman Show is on ESPN Radio, and it's presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM channel 80 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776. TJ Hockenson, the Lions standout tight end on the Max Kellerman Show. TJ,
how's it going?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you coming on. All right, you guys got Jared Goff some blindside protection. What did you think of the pick? Penei Sewell at 7.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's just another piece of the puzzle. You know, I think we're all really excited to be able to do, some different things, especially having him at, on our line. And I think that just kind of completed the whole that whole squad. So I think we're all excited to be able to see what we can do as an offense with just having that protection and having that versatility in the run game.
TJ, you're a Pro Bowler, and you are a real offensive option for a team with a new quarterback. And that quarterback is, let's be frank about it, considered not as good as the guy who was just there, which is why it's not just because of salaries that it took draft compensation, to turn Stafford into Goff, right? What kind of mindset do you go into next year with based on all of that, based on the arrival of Jared Goff, your rising status in the league, the fact that you picked high up, got him some blindside protection? What kind of mentality are you going to next year with?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's nothing but good vibes going into next year. I mean, I think, I've been out to L.A. I've thrown with Goff, and I've hung out with him as a person and as a human. I mean, he's such a great dude. He's such a good person to be around. He really cares about his teammates. And, I think that goes a long way with all of us. And so, just being able to have that guy in the locker room, and he was the first overall pick for a reason, and what he's been to a Super Bowl for a reason, so just having that experience and having that guy in our locker room is going to be a huge thing for us, and I think we're all really excited for that opportunity and just being able to, flip the chapter to a new page with new coaches, new quarterback, new offense, all of it. So I think, I think we're all ready to hit the ground running and just ready to go. So
that's TJ Hockenson, Lions Pro Bowl tight end on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. What do you expect from Goff this year? Like, what do you expect coming up?
I think putting expectations on somebody is a little aggressive, but like I said, we're just all, especially in Detroit, I think we're just all looking for each player to be the best they can be at that point. And, he's got such a high ceiling. He's not, very old. He's high 20s. And I think we're all just, ready for – he's ready and we're all ready for this new chapter. He's going to be a great player. He is a great player in this league. And I think we're just excited to get some reins off him and just being able to – let him be the player that he is and be the kind of guy that he is in that locker room.
No, whatever.
I think we're excited to have this year, and we're excited for, to have a little fun.
Look, Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl. He's a former number one overall pick. He's made Pro Bowls. So you're not, what you're saying is not,
sure.
You ain't lying on him. I don't know if I call him a great player in the league, but you ain't lying on him. He's had a lot of success. TJ, before I let you go, what's going on with you and barbecuing, BBQing? What's going on?
Oh, that's my stuff. George Kittle and I, obviously, are down here in Nashville, and we're hanging out, every weekend, just barbecuing, grilling, and Kingsford came to us with the idea of doing a commercial and sent us some pellets that they use, and oh man, they killed it. We got on the grill, we cooked them up, and man, it was.
You got skills on the grill,
So
you got skills on the grill, TJ.
Well, what's that?
You got skills on the grill?
Yep. Yep, Kittle's on the grill. We're all on the grill. So, just being able to work with that company, they're 100%, hardwood pellets, all of it is 100%. And we always talk about, just if you're going to do something, do it right. And, just having them come to us with the idea of being in a wrestling, cage and do all that. You guys obviously know that George is a huge wrestling fan. And, I grew up watching Rey Mysterio and 619 and then John Cena, you can't see me. So it was such a cool experience just to be in there with the boys, George and then being able to work with that company. So I think we're all excited for what's next with them too. So
TJ, thanks a lot for joining me today on the Max Kellerman Show. That was TJ Hockenson, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. He grew up watching John Cena. I grew up watching Bob Backlund. Man, I'm old. Forget about Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Bob Backlund. Paul in Studio City, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Everyone has 20 seconds right now. Go, Paul.
Max, you're the GOAT, but you slipped on one thing. When you hyped up the draft today, you said, oh, you might find a starter or something in the second or third round. And I just want to remind you, you might find the highest paid player in the NFL in the fourth round, like Dak Prescott,
yep,
or a future Hall of Famer like Russell Wilson in the third round, or a GOAT in the sixth round like Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're talking about quarterbacks. I'm really talking about, that's not usually how it happens. What I mean is you can find a Pro Bowler, like if you need offensive line help, you can go find that. It's not uncommon to find a second or third round pick who could be a Pro Bowl center or guard. That's not uncommon. That's what I really meant. Sylvia in New Jersey, you got 15 seconds.
You know, Max, if anybody underestimates the value of a prime, you know, an important offensive line, you only have to look at the Super Bowl, where an offensive juggernaut like the Chiefs was decimated with this injured offensive line, and they had Patrick Mahomes running for his life the entire
Sylvia's
game.
Sylvia's right. Sylvia, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time. Max Kellerman Show. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Max Kellerman Show. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.